You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Milwaukee's health department is pushing back against statements from HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He said federal teams are aiding the city's response to lead paint hazards in schools. City officials clarify that no such federal support has been provided, with only a short CDC visit unrelated to the school crisis. The city continues to address the lead emergency without the CDC's childhood lead poisoning experts, who were laid off in recent federal cuts. As local officials handle the crisis alone, they warn that the absence of federal expertise is hampering efforts to protect children. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market, which would necessitate a 67% increase in current listings. Inventory levels varied across the state, remaining static in larger metropolitan counties, with improvements in micropolitan counties and rising to a 5-month supply in rural counties. As the weather is warming up and you are venturing out, you are reminded to be aware of ticks. Ticks survive the winter and are becoming more active as well. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo has more.
Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspyrus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. The other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard, is they have this liquid fence, and it's a lot of these natural things, too. And you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspyrus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
As the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source, those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, CRNH, right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant so you don't bleed down your leg.
Video footage is released in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the launch of their new Wisconsin Fishing Finder, a comprehensive online fishing resource for anglers. There are lots of great places to fish in Wisconsin, including over 15,000 inland lakes, 42,000 miles of perennial streams and rivers, 1,000 miles of Great Lakes shoreline and 260 miles of the Mississippi River. With so many places to choose from, finding the place you want to fish is a little like finding a needle in a haystack. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is here to help anglers find the fishing spot they are looking for. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder works using any internet browser to give anglers access to various fishing information. The information on the DNR's trout tool, including trout streams, regulations, and easements, is now available on the Wisconsin Fishing Finder. The DNR urges any anglers currently using trout to transfer their bookmarks and saved locations to the Wisconsin Fishing Finder, as the trout tool will be turned off at the end of May. Attorney General Josh Call and a coalition of states and others secured a court order on Thursday that will, for now, reverse the Trump administration's targeted destruction of the U.S. Department of Education. The preliminary injunction granted by a federal judge for the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts bars the administration from carrying out President Trump's directives to shut down the department, implement mass layoffs, and transfer management of federal student loans and special education functions outside of the department. The court order additionally requires the department to reinstate federal employees whose employment was terminated or otherwise eliminated as part of the reduction in force. All are invited to attend the first Crawford County Coronation Banquet at the Eastman United Methodist Fellowship Hall Monday night, June 16th. This event will feature the coronation of the Crawford County Fairest of the Fair and Junior Fairest of the Fair, as well as the Crawford County Dairy Princess and Little Miss Squirt. The night will kick off at 6 with a Meet the Contestants Cheese and Crackers Social. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7. The program's guest speaker will be Melissa Oates, carrying her current title as 2025 Mrs. Badger State for American Royal Beauties. The 2024 Crawford County Fair and Dairy Royalty will highlight the evening with their final messages covering their events. Advance tickets for the banquet are $12 and can be purchased by contacting the Crawford County Extension Office, Jane Achenbach at 608-412-1742, or Donna Hartley at 608-604-9669 before the June 1st deadline. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a 3-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The Crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right to people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain. You know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity, so you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Oh, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 72 with wind northeast becoming east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, our low 52 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.